These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending March 8th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. The World Wide Web Consortium approved the Web Authentication API, known as WebAuthn, as an official web standard for passwordless logins. This allows users to use biometrics, mobile devices, and FIDO keys to log in. WebAuthn already has support from Windows 10 and Android, as well as Google Chrome, Mozilla Firefox, Safari, and Microsoft Edge browsers. WebAuthn is a core component of the FIDO 2 standard that supports public key cryptography and multi-factor authentication. With FIDO 2, login credentials don't leave a user's device. They're not stored on servers, eliminating most forms of data breaches and phishing vulnerabilities. FIDO keys are unique for each site, so they can't be used to track users. Remember last year when Facebook admitted it was targeting ads based on the phone numbers that people added to their accounts for two-factor auth? One aspect of that behavior is getting some widespread attention after Jeremy Burge of Emojipedia pointed out that anybody who knows your phone number, or can at least guess it, can look you up on Facebook, whether you keep your phone number hidden or not. It's not as simple as a search. It happens when you do things like upload a contact list, like one off your phone, or one you bought from a data broker. The best you can do as a user is limit this lookup to your friends, but there's no way to shut it off completely. Facebook users can also use authenticators like Authy instead of text messages, which is a more secure method anyway, or just not give Facebook your phone number at all. The National Security Agency shut down a system of logs of U.S. domestic calls and texts, according to Luke Murray, the U.S. House Minority Leader's National Security Advisor. This halts a program that has involved disputes about privacy and the rule of law since the September 11th attacks. Edward Snowden disclosed the program's existence in 2013 and contributed to awareness of how both governments and private companies harvest and exploit personal data. At the 2019 TensorFlow Dev Summit this week, Google announced a new open-source TensorFlow privacy module for its machine learning framework. Developers can now add a few lines of code and improve the privacy of their AI models. TensorFlow is a popular developer tool for building machine learning applications to create programs like text, audio, and image recognition algorithms. Google's TensorFlow privacy will add differential privacy to help safeguard users' data, which is a mathematical approach that means AI models trained on user data can't encode personally identifiable information. Google already uses this for a number of its own AI features, such as Gmail's Smart Reply. The U.S. National Security Agency released an open-source version of its Ghidra software for macOS, Windows, and Linux, available at ghidra-sre.org and on GitHub, where the code will also be published. Ghidra is used to reverse engineer software and became known publicly when WikiLeaks published the Vault 7 documents in 2017. It contains a collection of high-end analysis tools for disassembly, assembly, decompilation, graphing, and scripting. Senior advisor for the NSA Robert Joyce said the move was made to improve the tool and educate new talent, among other reasons. Huawei filed a complaint in U.S. federal court Wednesday challenging the constitutionality of Section 899 of the National Defense Authorization Act. That section bans the use of Huawei and ZTE technology by U.S. government contractors on the basis of national security. Huawei claims there's no evidence that its products pose a security threat and claims that this constitutes a bill of attainder. That's an act of legislation that targets a person or a group to punish them without trial, which is specifically forbidden in the U.S. Constitution Article 1, Sections 9 and 10. Similarly, targeted Kaspersky Labs has filed a similar suit without success. No other country has yet banned Huawei equipment, but Britain's National Cybersecurity Center last reviewed Huawei equipment in July and found low-risk shortcomings, none of which were deemed hostile. Documents released by Edward Snowden back in 2013 show that the U.S. planted surveillance beacons in Cisco routers, which have since been banned for use by authorities in China. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made a post on Facebook Wednesday titled, "A Privacy-Focused Vision for Social Networking." In it, he emphasized Facebook's commitment to becoming a privacy-focused platform around the following principles: private interactions, end-to-end encryption, reducing permanence, safety, interoperability, and security data storage. Zuckerberg said, quote, "Over the next few years, we plan to rebuild more of our services around these ideas." The interoperability section notes that Facebook wants to let users opt into the ability to send messages across Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, and expand to include RCS on its Android apps. Messenger can currently do SMS on Android. And finally, Google advises Windows users to make sure they have the latest updates for Windows 10 and Chrome in order to protect themselves against a serious unpatched vulnerability being exploited in the wild. Google patched Chrome against it last Friday, but you'll need to restart the browser to apply the patch. Windows may still be vulnerable to it, though the vulnerability has only been observed being used against Windows 7 32-bit systems. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.